理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 19. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.I hope you don't mind, but I really want to watch the game this coming Sunday.
What else can I say? I've been one of the world's football widows since the game season started.
What is the woman complaining about?
Question 12. Have you heard that we will have a new professor on anthropology?
Do you mean Professor Black? I attended one of his lectures, and it was nothing short of brilliance.
What does the man mean? Question 13. Jack really seems to go through a lot of money, doesn't he?
Like water, and he has nothing to show for it. It really makes me puzzled.
What does the man mean?
Question 14. I really need to make some extra money. I've spent all my money for this semester.
You should check out the new cafeteria. I think there are a few openings left in the evening.
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question 15. Did you watch the documentary on solar energy? I was wondering if this TV program will spark more interest among the audiences.
If I'd known you were interested, I'd have invited you to a talk held on the same subject yesterday.
What does the woman mean?Question 16.
I must have told Mike 5 times not to forget the meeting, and he still missed it.
Well, you know Mike. Everything's in one ear and out the other.
What can be inferred about Mike?Question 17. Come to the movies with us. Everybody needs to take a break every once in a while.
I guess I might as well. I've been studying so long that I can hardly concentrate.
What does the man mean?
Question 18. I'm exhausted. I stayed up the whole night studying for my history midterm exam.
Why do you always wait till the last minute?
What can be inferred about the man?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Well, not so great.
What's wrong?
I've got a big problem with the poetry course that's required for my major.
Is that all filled up?
No. There is plenty of room, but there is a prerequisite. I've got to take an introduction to poetry before I can take the special course in poets of the 1960s. And the introductory courses are only offered in the evenings.
You don't like evening classes?
No, that's not the point. I work in the cafeteria every evening. I need the money to pay my tuition.
Can you ask someone that works there to switch hours with you? Maybe you could just switch a couple of evenings, since the course probably only needs 2 times a week.
I wish I could. My boss just did me a favor by putting me on evenings, and he'll hit the ceiling if I ask to change again.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Have you checked the courses over at the community college? They might offer introductory poetry course during the day.
Hey, that's a great idea. I'm free this afternoon. I think I'll go over and check it out.
Yeah, their courses are actually cheaper, and you can transfer the credits over here.
Thanks for the advice, Linda. I'll let you know what happens.
Sure, Mark. Good luck.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does the man can't take the poets of the 1960 class? Question 20. Why doesn't the man want to change his work schedule? Question 21. Why does the man want to take a class at the community college? Conversation 2.
341-8564, City Mail Order Company. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order a bicycle I've seen in your catalog with a 22-inch frame.
Bicycle? Well, we have 3 different models. Could you quote the reference number, please?
I'll just have a look. Here it is. Number AD58402.
Right, I'll just key that in. That's the touring model at $185.
No, wait a moment. I want the sports model.
If you check, sir, you'll see that the sports model bicycle is $249.50. The reference number is AD58412.
I see. It's the sports model that I want. Will you take the order down?
Sure. Could I have your name and address, or do you have an account number?
Well, I might have, but I can't tell you what the number is right now.
We can look it up at this end. It doesn't matter. Would you give me your name and address, then?
Yes, it's Steve Brown of 31 Green Road, Euston Centre, London, NW14ER.
Sorry, I didn't catch the address. Could you repeat it?
Yes, it's 31 Green Road, Euston Centre. I'll spell it. Euston. London, NW14ER.
So, it's for Mr. Steve Smith, 31 Green Road, Euston Centre, London, NW14ER. And how would you like to pay, sir? By cheque or by credit card?
I'll pay by cheque as usual. When can I expect it?
It should reach you within 3 weeks. Let us know if it doesn't. We'll enclose the bill with the bicycle.
That's okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for your calling, Mr. Smith. Goodbye. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Which of the following is the bicycle the man wants? Question 23. What is the man's exact address? Question 24. How does the man want to pay his bicycle? Question 25. How soon will the man receive his bicycle?
Section B. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. New findings suggest that fish might be too smart to be eaten. Dr. Sylvia Earle wants you to stop eating fish. It's not because fish are endangered, though wild fish stocks in many oceans are very low. It's not because they're bad for you, though fish in many areas are exposed to poisonous substances in the water. It's because they're smart. Fish are sensitive. They have personalities, says the marine biologist. For Earl, eating a fish would be like eating a dog or a cat. I would never eat anyone I know personally. They can remember things and learn from experience. Earl and a growing number of animal rights activists see these as strong arguments against eating fish altogether. The activists also point out that fish feel pain and fish suffer horribly on their way from the sea to the supermarket. While it may seem obvious that fish are able to feel pain, like every other animal, some people think of fish as swimming vegetables, says Dr. Lynn Snedden. Really, it's kind of a moral question. Is the enjoyment you get from fishing or eating fish more important than the pain of the fish? Fishermen and fried fish lovers think differently. I've never seen a smart fish, says Marie Swaringen as she finishes off a plate of fish at a Seattle seafood restaurant. If they were very smart, they wouldn't get caught. For years, everyone's been telling us to eat fish because it's so good for us, says another diner. Now I've got to feel guilty while I'm eating my fish. What are they going to think of next? Don't eat salad because cucumbers have feelings.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. Why does Dr. Earle object to eating fish? Question 27. Who tends to think of fish as swimming vegetables? Question 28. Why does the diner mention cucumbers? Passage 2. A well-dressed man entered a famous jewelry shop. He explained that he wished to buy a pearl for his wife's birthday, and the price did not matter, since business had been very good for him that year. After examining a number of beautiful, expensive pearls, he chose a nice black one that cost $5,000. He paid for the pearl in cash, shook hands with the jeweler, and left. A few days later, the man returned and said that his wife liked the pearl so much that she wanted another one just like it. He had to buy one of exactly the same size and quality, as she wanted to have a pair of earrings made. "Can you give me any advice on how to get such a pearl?" said the man. The jeweler regretfully replied, "I would say it's nearly impossible to find an exact one like that pearl." The rich man insisted that the jeweler advertise in the newspapers, offered $25,000 for the matching pearl. Many people answered the ad, but nobody had a pearl that was just right. Just when the jeweler had given up, a little old lady came into his shop. To his great surprise, she pulled the perfect pearl from her purse. "I don't like to part with it," she said sadly. "I inherited it from my mother, and my mother inherited it from hers, but I really need the money." The jeweler was quick to pay her before she changed her mind. Then he called the rich man's hotel to tell him the good news. The man, however, was nowhere to be found.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. Why did the man pay $5,000 for the black pearl without bargaining? Question 30. What's the requirement of another pearl the man wanted? Question 31. How much money does the man cheated from the jeweler? Passage 3. Not long ago, some of you may have read about a team of mountain climbing scientists who helped to recalculate the elevation of the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. Of course, the elevation of Mount Everest was determined many years ago using traditional surveying methods. But these scientists wanted to make a more precise measurement using a new method that takes advantage of recent advances in technology. It's called the Global Positioning System. The Global Positioning System uses 24 satellites that circle the Earth. Each of these satellites is constantly sending out signals, and each signal contains important information that can be used to determine the longitude, latitude, and elevation of any point on the Earth's surface. Well, in order to use this system to calculate Mount Everest's elevation, scientists needed to put a special receiver on its summit to receive signals from the satellites. The problem with this was that, in the past, the receivers were much too heavy for climbers to carry. But now these receivers have been reduced to about the size and weight of a handheld phone. So climbers were able to take a receiver to the top of Everest and, from there, to access the satellite system signals that would allow them to determine the precise elevation. And it turns out that the famous peak is actually a few feet higher than was previously thought.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What is the passage mainly about? Question 33. According to the passage, what probably contributed most to the success of the new study of Mount Everest? Question 34. What is the function of the satellite in the study? Question 35. Why does the speaker mention a handheld telephone?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Cyber cafe computer centers are found in many cities around the world. Now, a few American high schools are opening these centers. All students can use the cyber cafe, but school officials say it especially helps students who have no computer or cannot use the internet at home. The officials say 13% of the students at the school are from poor families. Many students have arrived in the United States from other countries only recently. Students in the school's program for learning English speak 23 other languages. The idea for a cyber cafe began 3 years ago. At that time, officials were planning to restore the school building. Parents interested in technology proposed a cyber cafe. They wanted this center even though schools in the area had suffered budget cuts. The community wanted to help. It wanted all students to have the best chances to learn. Officials in the area supported the idea. So did parents, teachers, former students, and business community and some organizations. Over 2 years, the foundation collected more than $170,000. Students used the internet to complete research, writing homework, and required papers on the computers. In addition, they can send and receive electronic mail. That is especially helpful for the many students who have family members in other nations. The cyber cafe also serves a social purpose. Visitors can stop by for a drink of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.
Now the passage will be read again. Cyber cafe computer centers are found in many cities around the world. Now, a few American high schools are opening these centers. All students can use the cyber cafe. But school officials say it especially helps students who have no computer or cannot use the internet at home. The officials say 13% of the students at the school are from poor families. Many students have arrived in the United States from other countries only recently. Students in the school's program for learning English speak 23 other languages. The idea for a cyber cafe began 3 years ago. At that time, officials were planning to restore the school building. Parents interested in technology proposed a cyber cafe. They wanted this center, even though schools in the area had suffered budget cuts. The community wanted to help. It wanted all students to have the best chances to learn. Officials in the area supported the idea. So did parents, teachers, former students, and business community and some organizations. Over 2 years, the foundation collected more than $170,000. Students use the internet to complete research, writing homework and required papers on the computers. In addition, they can send and receive electronic mail. That is especially helpful for the many students who have family members in other nations. The Cyber Cafe also serves a social purpose. Visitors can stop by for a drink of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Cyber Cafe computer centers are found in many cities around the world. Now, a few American high schools are opening these centers. All students can use the Cyber Cafe, but school officials say it especially helps students who have no computer or cannot use the internet at home. The officials say 13% of the students at the school are from poor families. Many students have arrived in the United States from other countries only recently. Students in the school's program for learning English speak 23 other languages. The idea for a Cyber Cafe began 3 years ago. At that time, officials were planning to restore the school building. Parents interested in technology proposed a cyber cafe. They wanted this center even though schools in the area had suffered budget cuts. The community wanted to help. It wanted all students to have the best chances to learn. Officials in the area supported the idea. So did parents, teachers, former students, and business community and some organizations. Over 2 years, the foundation collected more than $170,000. Students used the internet to complete research, writing homework, and required papers on the computers. In addition, they can send and receive electronic mail. That is especially helpful for the many students who have family members in other nations. The Cyber Cafe also serves a social purpose. Visitors can stop by for a drink of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate. Thank you.